Hey everyone, it is time for some good stuff. So just stop for 5 minutes, relax, and maybe put a smile on your face at the conclusion.
Ready to dive into the heart of the American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And of course, now you can check it out online at tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
Hey, Mike, I've got a Yorkshire love story for you. I don't know that I've ever heard this.
Well, you better let us have it then.
All right. An elderly man lay dying in his bed. While suffering the agonies of impending death, he suddenly smelled the aroma of his favorite scones wafting up the stairs. He gathered his remaining strength and lifted himself from the bed. Leaning on the wall, he slowly made his way out of the bedroom, and with even greater effort, gripping the rail with both hands, he crawled downstairs. With labored breath, he leaned against the doorframe, gazing into the kitchen. Were it not for death's agony, he would have thought himself already in heaven, for there, spread out upon the kitchen table, were literally hundreds of his favorite scones. Was it heaven? Or was it one final act of love from his devoted Yorkshire wife of 60 years? Seeing to it that he left this world a happy man. Mustering one great final effort, he threw himself toward the table, landing on his knees in rumpled posture. His aged and withered hand trembled towards a scone at the edge of the table when it was suddenly smacked by his wife with a wooden spoon. "Bugger off," she said. "Those are for the funeral."
Uh-oh.
That's aren't you shocked?
Well, I don't know how you picked that out, and I picked this one out to share today.
Oh, no.
Joe's wife likes to sing, so she decided to join the church choir. From time to time, she would practice while she was in the kitchen preparing dinner. Whenever she would start to sing a song, Joe would head outside to the porch. His wife, with hurt feelings, said, "What's the matter, Joe? Don't you like my singing?" Joe replied, "Honey, I love your singing, but I just want to make sure the neighbors know I'm not beating you."
Oh, no. Oops.
Well, we have some Easter things coming up here.
Oh, because Easter is coming up.
And we want to remind folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Okay, so a little boy was attending an Easter service when he began to feel a little sick. He tapped his mother on the shoulder and said, "Mom, can we go home now?" "No," she replied abruptly. The boy waited a minute, then tapped her on the shoulder again. "I think I'm going to throw up," he whispered. His mom looked at him and noticed that he did look a bit pale. "Okay, go out the front door of the church, across the parking lot, and throw up behind the bushes," she instructed him. Less than a minute later, the boy came back and sat down again in his seat. His mother whispered, "Did you throw up?" The boy nodded his head. "But how could you have possibly gone all the way across the parking lot, thrown up, and walked back so quickly?" she asked. "I didn't even have to leave the church," the boy proudly replied. "I found a box at the front of the church doors that says, 'For the sick.'"
Oh, no.
I don't know how I got that one, but
I don't know how you got it either. Very good, Mike. Here's another one. The new Methodist pastor in Hebron, North Dakota, is walking down the street one day when he notices a very small boy trying to press a doorbell on a house across the street. However, the boy is very small and the doorbell is too high for him to reach. After watching the boy's effort for some time, the minister moves closer to the boy's position. He steps smartly across the street, walks up behind the little feller, and placing his hand kindly on the child's shoulder, leans over and gives the doorbell a solid ring. Crouching down to the child's level, the pastor smiles benevolently and asks, "And now what, my young man?" To which the boy replies, "Now we run."
Ooh, I think he was led astray, wasn't he?
I think he was, and he did not know it.
I have just a couple of those you might be a rancher for you. I know you're sorry that these all ran out, but...
Oh, I know. I've really, personally, actually enjoyed them.
You might be a rancher if the plywood used for decoration at your daughter's wedding is now a new top on the hay wagon. And you might be a rancher if the decorations, etc., for the wedding were taken to the reception hall in your horse trailer.
Yeah.
Folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.